Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Football Betting Podcast with me, Tom Pipkin, and my co-host, Tom Walker. And we are here for another weekend of football action. We're going to look at the best betting tips from the Premier League, the Championship, League One and League Two to help inform your accumulators this weekend. We are sponsored by our friends at Quiff.com, and Quiff is the only place where your bets can be supercharged. So you can put any bet in your bet slip at any price, whether it's a single, a double, a multiple. It has the chance that it can be supercharged. So that means the odds can change from whatever they are when you put it in the bet slip to something much, much bigger. Such is the fun and the thrill of betting with Quiff. But moving on to this week, Tom, how's it going? Are we going to throw out some big tips this weekend and win some cash?
That's the aim, mate. That's the aim every week. Things are going well. Very busy kind of personal life, but always time for the pod and always time to try and make some weekend profit. That never gets boring.
No, it doesn't indeed. Right. So we're going to, like I say, pretty much same order as usual. So we'll go through the Premier League first, picking out our best bets from there, then the Champ, then League One, then League Two. So let's just crack straight into the Premier League. And for me, it's not the best place for betting this weekend. I don't know about you. We've only got three o'clocks. We've got a 12:30 and then we've got an evening kickoff. We've got a lot of short prices amongst the games that we've got on Saturday. Starts off with Manchester United at home to Everton.
Ooh.
No bet there for me. Don't know if there's anything that you like.
Honestly, the only thing that kind of leapt out of me was unders. So under 2.5 goals is priced at 2.1. I just think both of these teams struggle to score, don't they, really? And United can score goals, but, you know, without that Rashford banger, I don't think they'd have scored at City. And without Hoyland, you know, you're asking Rashford to go through the middle again. And, you know, it's just not quite that free-flowing kind of setup that they had with a recognised proper number nine down the middle. So, yeah, unders for me.
Okay. Into the 3 o'clock. So then the obvious one is Bournemouth at home to Sheffield United. They're short, as you'd expect. They're 1.28 to get the victory. Sheffield United, of course, off the back of that 6-0 hammering at home to Arsenal a few days ago. Big surprise if Bournemouth don't win this one, even though Bournemouth themselves aren't in the best of form. But yeah, Bournemouth for me at 1.28. I doubt I'll be betting on it because the price is so short, but could definitely see them winning.
Yeah, second worst team in Premier League history, arguably Sheffield United. Yeah. They're we're going to be going against them until the end of the season, I think.
Yep. And then we have Wolves against Fulham and then Crystal Palace against Luton. Anything tickle your fancy from either of those?
I mean, again, pretty tough. And I was going through Fulham's away form, trying to chip away at it and see if I can find any weaknesses. They've definitely been better at home, but they've been really good on the road as well, like performance-wise. And I can see them putting in a performance against a good Wolves team. This one is just going to be entertaining. And the fact that Wolves are favourites and the price is 2.5 or whatever, I think tells the story, doesn't it?
Yeah, Fulham are one of those teams, and I feel like it's been this way all season. When I think they'll win, they lose. When I think they'll lose, they win. I've not managed to nail them at all this season. It's been so inconsistent from them that it's so difficult.
And honestly, it goes hand in hand, doesn't it? Because that's why they're mid-table. That's why they're 12th, because sometimes they maybe good, sometimes maybe shit. You know?
Yeah. and then the evening kickoff is Arsenal at home to Brentford. And again, short price for Arsenal, as you'd expect, especially being at home. 1.2. The only bet here for me is if you're going to go for something from an Arsenal goals persuasion. So we've seen Arsenal rack up plenty of goals in their last few games. So they had that 6-0 against Sheffield United, which we mentioned. 4-1 against Newcastle, 5-0 against Burnley, 6-0 against West Ham, 3-1 against Liverpool, 5-0 against Palace. So that's all in the last, seven Premier League games? So full of goals at the moment. If you think this is going to go the same way, you can get Arsenal to score over 2.5 goals at 1.8. Over 3.5 goals is 2.95. And again, over 4.5 goals is 5.2. So there are some pretty nice prices to be had if you think they're going to put fours, fives past Brentford here.
Okay. Did you mention Palace Luton, or did you miss that one?
I mentioned it, but kind of breezed past it. Do you want to go back to
that? Yeah, sorry. I must have missed that. I was probably typing on the other end. I just want to shout out both teams to score at 1.8. It's not like an earth-shattering tip or anything like that. You know, Eze's goal against Tottenham, not really something you can kind of draw upon a moment of brilliance from a set piece, but by all accounts, Oliver Glasner going to be looking to play a very attack-minded style, very much a kitchen sink approach. So I think the goals could come, even though we don't have much of a sample size there. And then, you know, with Luton at both ends, it's been absolutely raining goals, hasn't it? 3-2, 6-2, 4-1, 2-1, 3-1, 4-4, 4-0, 2-1, 2-1, 1-1, 3-2, 0-0. So, you know, I think that's pretty safe at 1.8.
Yep, can see that one. We'll move into Sunday then. We've got a game at 1 o'clock, which is Villa against Spurs, and that will kick us off for the tips here, because we say it every week on the pod, it keeps landing, so we'll keep plugging away with it. The price is getting pretty short now, but over 2.5 goals and both teams to score when Spurs are involved keeps on happening. 16 of the last 17 Premier League games involving Tottenham Hotspur have been over 2.5 goals and both teams scoring. It's an incredible little run they're on. 1.44 is the price for it to happen again. So like I say, it's quite short. I said it's 16 of 17 teams. Do you know the one team that has failed to score against Spurs and has kind of scuppered the trend being a 17-game run?
Nottingham Forest.
Bang on, Nottingham Forest.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep.
No shock, is it?
Yeah, that was when Spurs had had 10 men for the last 25 minutes or so as well. So, yeah, shame we couldn't get on the score sheet. But, yeah, that one, that's the bet for me in that particular game, just to continue that trend. Doesn't look like ending anytime soon. And, of course, Villa are a team more than capable of getting plenty of goals at home. Anything for you in the 2 o'clocks? So we've got West Ham, Burnley and Brighton Forest.
Well, we are recording this late on Thursday, so we could get all the Europa League matches in. For those of you who missed it, Roma beat Brighton 4-0 in the first leg of the Europa League round of 16. I think that's about the worst thing that could have happened for Forest, to be honest with you. I think if they were Brighton went there, got a result, a draw, maybe a narrow defeat, they would have rotated quite heavily for this. And then they would have, you know, put out a weakened side, and maybe Forest can capitalize. We know Forest can score goals. We just know that they can't stop conceding them. Because it's 4-0 in the first leg, you know, the tie is very close to being over, in my opinion. Brighton, they may not have won in their last four games, but they've only lost one at home all season. As much as I think Forest are a threat on the break, for me, it's got Brighton written all over it.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me, unfortunately. West Ham, I think, will beat Burnley. They're 1.57, so again, a fairly short price. But Burnley really struggling, aren't they? Home and away. But their away record, particularly poor. They've lost 8 of the last 10 Premier League away games. They've conceded 3 goals in the last 4 consecutive games. So I think West Ham, considering that they played on Thursday night in the Europa League as well. But I just think even if they do rotate a little bit, they'll still have enough to get past a really poor Burnley side. And then that brings us to Liverpool City at 3.45. Any fancies for this one?
Bloody exciting, isn't it?
It is.
It's bloody exciting. Two teams that are just on absolute fire. One of these two, you know, and Arsenal, of course, are going to win the Premier League this season. It is so bloody exciting. In terms of who I'm backing, I think I'm going to back Liverpool.
I mean, filling everyone with confidence here.
Well, I mean, the prices, right? Man City favourites at 2.2. Again, that kind of tells a story. The bookies can't really decide here. I just feel like in the big crunch games, and I'm going historical here, which isn't normally my style, Liverpool at Anfield, right? That crowd, that kind of, you know, really tough place to go kind of mentality for Man City. I think Man City are the better team, personally, especially with a couple of Liverpool's absences. And, you know, even if Darwin Nunez plays, for example, he's going to be rusty. It'll be his first start for a little bit. I just think Liverpool get it done at home. They haven't lost a single game. 11 wins, 2 draws, and 0 defeats. And also, I'm really excited for this game, as you can hear. And don't shout at me. I'm going to also throw out 0-0. 0-0 is 19.0.
Wow. So
much at stake. Just so, so, so much at stake. You could easily, and we've seen this so many times in these big monumental clashes, are the child within us and the football fan within us wants us to, you know, say it's going to be 4-3 because that's what we all want to see. You know, it's going to be 5-5, but, you know, let's take a step back and realize that it really could be 0-0 because there is so much at stake.
No, I'm not really advocating this, but just to follow that line, if people want to be a little bit more cautious and they think that cagey element might come into play, under 2.5 goals is priced at 2.4. So that's it's a big whop-old price for the unders there.
Yeah, it is.
We'll move into Monday then, where we've got Chelsea against Newcastle to wrap us up for the Premier League. And this is a game for me where I don't have any particular fancy that I want to throw out, to be honest. Two teams I don't know whether I'm coming or going with at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, Tom, another kind of historical you might like. Chelsea haven't lost to Newcastle in their last 12 games at Stamford Bridge. A bit of a hoodoo ground. Might have to go back to Papi Cisse. And his curly banana shot that went in, maybe for the last time they won. I haven't looked at that.
I can see. I'm just flicking through the app on my phone now. It was right. In 2012 when Newcastle last won. And right. Could you name the... we're getting well off track here. Could you name the front three that played for Newcastle that day? You've nailed Cisse.
Demba Ba.
Yep, Demba Ba, and
Ben Arthur.
Bob, you are good, aren't you?
Oh, go on, lad.
You are good.
That's a very Streets Will Never Forget Newcastle team.
It is, isn't it?
Big time.
Midfield three of Jonas Gutierrez, Cheick Tiote, and Yohan Cabaye. Yeah.
Ballers.
Yeah. I'm just looking at this Chelsea team as well. That was a Chelsea Torres era.
Oh, yeah. Less prolific.
Yeah. But yeah, okay. So Chelsea potentially then for you at 1.82. Yeah. Right. Let's go into the Championship. Plenty more to sink our teeth into there. I'll get us started with one that I quite like the look of. A slightly bigger price than some of the stuff we've been talking about recently. So Preston to win at home to Stoke. Preston price at 2.25 for the victory. Steven Schumacher's appointment at Stoke has definitely not gone to plan so far. They're currently sitting 22nd in the league. It is a very, very congested Championship relegation picture. Like, if you've not seen it and you have any kind of passing interest in the Champ or the EFL, just take a look at the table because there's 5 points that separate 15th and 23rd. It is so congested in there. There's any number of like 10, 11 teams that could still go down. Preston are generally playing pretty well, particularly at home. At home, they've only lost one of their last 6 matches. They've also had wins in recent months against Ipswich at home, against Leeds, drew to Hull, beat Bristol City as well. So they've knocked off some decent sides at Deepdale. I just think this Stoke side just come into this game on some really poor form, especially away from home. They've lost four away games in a row, conceded three goals in two of those games. And if we look at the teams that they're playing away from home and losing to, they've lost to Leeds, which is fine. Forgive them that. But then they've lost to Sunderland, who are really poor. They've lost to Blackburn, who are really poor. And they've lost to Cardiff, who at the time are in a poor spell. So if you can't go to these struggling sides away from home at the moment and win, then I think you will struggle at home away to this Preston side, who generally are pretty good at home, and using that home form as a platform to knock on the door of the playoffs where they're only 4 points away from.
Yeah. Okay. Norwich, I mean, if you don't watch or look at league tables or anything like that for the championship, maybe it's just not your bag. You will not be aware of Rotherham's position in the table. They are bottom of the league with 19 points. Sheffield Wednesday in 23rd are on 38, for reference. Got to be one of the worst championship sides of all time. Mm. Norwich, 1.25. I mean, Norwich are a funny one, aren't they? Not really sure what I'm ever going to get from them. They're in seventh. They're in the playoff hunt at the moment. They did go ahead against Middlesbrough, but lose in midweek. But we still find them yielding 14 points in the last eight games. It's a middle of a pack, kind of last eight in the form table, but they should have enough to be one of the worst teams at this level I've ever seen.
Yep, absolutely. Justifiably and understandably short there.
Yeah.
Who else have we got? We have just one other, actually, that I like the look of in the champ, and it's Millwall at home to Birmingham. So Millwall rehired Neil Harris. He's had three games. They've won two and drew one. So it's really helped them get out of the sticky situation that they looked like they were going to find themselves in. They've included a win against Southampton away from home in that. So that's a really impressive win. And they play a Birmingham side who are really starting to slide down now and are in big, big trouble. Of course, they've got the news completely out of their control that Tony Mowbray had to step aside for medical reasons a few weeks ago. Since he's done so, they've lost to Ipswich, they've lost to Southampton, managed a really good, creditable draw with Hull. But yeah, they're just generally in a poor run of form away from home. They've won just one of their last six games in the league. Including losses to teams like Sheffield Wednesday, who are down there. So, yeah, for me, Millwall currently a side on the up with momentum against a floundering Birmingham side who are just in a little bit of flux at the moment because of the Mowbray situation.
Yep, I'm going to go in with a 3.5 tip.
Oh, yes.
It is Hull City to beat Leicester. All is not well at Leicester. I feel like there was, and maybe from us as well, maybe we're guilty of it, Tom. I feel like there was an assumption that Leicester had won the league and they were going to get promoted and everything was going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But they've actually lost three of their last five. The wheels are coming off a little bit. All kind of started with Maresca kind of, you know, saying, oh, this is a big game for Leeds and not us when they played each other. And Leeds went on to win that game. Now there's stuff, you know, and even going before that, fans complaining about style of play, fans complaining about the temperature outside. They're complaining about bloody everything, to be honest with you. Now there's financial implications for Leicester. Apparently, even if they get promoted, they need to comply with certain regulations. They might see a bit of a fire sale, might not spend that much. It does feel like it's unraveling a little bit. They're still doing okay, of course, and they're going against a Hull team who haven't lost in their last six, They're in sixth position. They're in that final playoff spot. And they're really dangerous. They're really dangerous. Like, for me, they got one of the best kind of attacking trios in the league, right? Fabio Carvalho, who was playing in the Champions League this season. Then they've got my boy, Jaden Philogene. Absolutely love watching him play. Ozan Tufan just tucked in behind. Abdullahkir, I think is you pronounce it. Looks really exciting. I've barely watched him play, but he looks very exciting every time I catch a highlight of him, at least. And then you've got Zorori on loan from Burnley on the bench. Like, it bloody never ends, honestly. And this is a really big test for Leicester, a really big test. 3.5 for the Tigers. I think I'm all over that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, they beat them in the reverse fixture, didn't we? Which I think
and
we
that, actually picked
out on the pod. Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Good reminder.
Yep, yep. No, I like it, to be fair. Any more that you want to touch on in the champ?
No, I'm just really intrigued what's going to happen with Watford and Coventry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be so exciting. If you miss this, there were clips and pictures going around on social media of a Coventry scout at Watford's last game, basically saying the manager's going to get sacked, but hopefully he stays in the job whilst they're playing him. And the fact that the sub doesn't look interested and no one is running and no one's trying. And it went online, it's blown up, and I'm really excited to see what happens here. Are Watford going to rally? Are Coventry going to use that scouting to good effect? I don't know. I'd probably back Coventry at 2.4. They are the away side, but overall, I'm just excited to see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. He's suing it, suing as well, isn't he? Always threatening to sue, at least.
Yeah, like a data breach or something. Yeah. Like, apparently you're not allowed to share people's information without their permission or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not that deep, is it? It's just calling Watford shit. So,
yeah, basically. Yeah.
Right, shall we go to League One?
Yes, we shall. I think I'm going to get us kicked off, and we're going to go with Bolton. The Bolton have been a little wobbly recently. It's not been the vintage Bolton that we have kind of come to expect, but they are still clinging on in there. In second place, and they're playing against an Exeter team who are priced at 4.2. They're down in 16th. No wins in their last four games. They've not won any of their last three matches against Bolton in particular, to be honest with you. And yeah, I'm still back in Bolton. They've got so many match winners away from home. They've got the fourth best record in the league, third best defense in the league, and fifth best attack in the league. So for me, I know they've not been great, but when I see Bolton at 1.75 against Exeter, I know it's not, you know, it's not Hull at 3.5, but I think it's definitely worth having a look, to be honest with you.
Yep. Okay. I'm going to look at Peterborough, 1.65. So again, short. I think they're one of the shortest teams. Just having a look now. Yeah, the third shortest team in League One this week. They're away at Burton, so we're 1.65 to get the win. It seemed, after a little bit of a blip, they lost four in a row in the league during February. They have since won four in a row and got themselves through to the EFL Trophy final, so they capped that little spell off with a fine 5-1 win at home to Northampton in midweek. So four wins on the bounce, once again full of confidence, iron up those automatic promotion places. Now they've got some games in hand and teams above them are starting to drop points. They go away to the Burton side, who are generally pretty poor, struggling to score goals. They've not scored a goal in their last three games at home. They've lost three in a row. Those games, they've lost to Lincoln, to Northampton, to Carlisle, all to nil. So I think if Peterborough come to town, they're going to have some problems if they're losing to teams like that, especially that Carlisle result. The Carlisle one in particular is really alarming because they're woeful.
Yeah, really bad. Really bad. Okay, I'm going to go with Oxford at 1.83. this, like, Cheltenham, I mean, I got wrapped up in it as well. I tried to watch some highlights. I tried to listen to a few opinions on this. I got wrapped up a little bit in the Cheltenham resurrection story, and I'm just basically not buying it anymore. I know they are better than what they were, and that was pretty impossible not to be. But they're going away to an Oxford side who, I'll be honest with you, haven't won their last four games. But I think when you analyse the matches that they've had, I'm actually pretty happy with how they've performed, to be honest with you. So this has been their last six games. A draw away at Blackpool, I think it's a good result. A win over Wigan at home, that's great. A draw away at Wickham. Wickham are definitely picked up recently. That's not too bad. A draw against Northampton. We've put Northampton up on the show many times. We know that they're a dangerous side. A loss to Leyton Orient at home. A reminder, Leyton Orient are one of the most formed teams in 2024 across all the divisions. It's not a great result, but I don't think it's a disgrace. And then a 2-1 away defeat in midweek. Last time out, away at Portsmouth, who were top of the league and destined for the championship in all likelihood. I think this is a game that Oxford can win. I'm really happy with the returns and the, you know, kind of close score lines there over those difficult games. And 1.83, I think, is a decent price for a team that should get 3 points.
Yeah, you and Cheltenham make me laugh at the moment, because I recall about 6 weeks or so ago, Cheltenham had lost three in a row, and you said we're stabbing them in the back. Cheltenham are probably, you know, they're not going to, there's going to be no resurrection. They're going down. After you said that, they then proceeded to win three on the bounce, which I believe then made us rethink and potentially look at backing them.
Yeah.
Since then, they've not won in four. So it seems like whatever you go for, it then jolts them to do the opposite. So,
well, Cheltenham are priced at 4.2 if you want to go against me and test the theory.
Yeah, so we'll see on that one. Could be a good omen for Cheltenham fans this weekend.
Yeah, could be, yeah.
Just one more that I want to touch on in League One now. That's Charlton at home to Carlisle. I mentioned how bad Carlisle have been. Away from home, they've got the worst record in the entire league. 17 games played, just 2 wins, 9 points gained from their away games. In general, I'm just looking at my phone and trying to add it up. There's too many red L's on there to even count at the moment. They've lost 9 of the last 10 games. I really think when you say they lost 9 of 10 games, that one win was against Burton. It really puts how bad that bloody Burton result was into perspective. Lost 9 of the last 10 games in the league. So really, really poor. Destined for relegation. They are, I'm just looking at it now. They're 15 points away from safety. There's 10 games left to play. So what's that? They could be relegated in a matter of weeks.
Wow.
Mathematically. They're really cut adrift. Charlton, anyway, speaking about Charlton, they're now nice and comfortably in mid-table since Nathan Jones has come in. They're on 41 points in 14th in the league. They are 7 points away from automatic promotion. So automatic promotion? From relegation. unbeaten in 6 consecutive games. 2 wins there, 4 draws. So a few more draws than we'd like, but playing the worst team in the league at home. They've got that positive momentum building now. They're not going to let up just because they've eased their relegation fears a little bit. They need to get the job done. Nathan Jones will not let them rest up. He will want that job mathematically done. And I can see another win coming this weekend.
Yeah, that's it for me in League One. I'm happy to move into League Two unless you've got something up your sleeve.
Nope, no rabbits up the hat. Let's go to League Two. And you like them to pick out?
Yeah, I'll get us started. I think Mansfield is pretty safe this weekend. I think it's quite an obvious one. They're 1.5. They're very, very short. I was surprised to see them lose in midweek against MK Dons at home. to be honest with you. Prior to that, they've won four of their last five, winning two in a row. Their home record is just a couple too many draws to get really, really excited. It's 9 wins, 6 draws, 2 defeats. But on the flip side, you know, Swindon have lost 9, drew 7, won 2. I'm actually reading that out. Maybe there's going to be a bloody draw, to be honest with you. But we're going to stick with Mansfield, by far the better side. Swindon priced way out at 6.5. Davis, Kilo Dunn, 17 goals this season. We'll be going up against Jake Young, who has 16 for Swindon. That's a really kind of nice wrinkle that we've got there. But yeah, Mansfield, top of the league. This feels like the year to me that they're going to finish in one of those top three spots. If anyone's going to balls it up, it's going to be Mansfield. But yeah, I think I'm going to be backing them this weekend against. How early is on the beach? Can we use that yet or not?
You can. And you have kind of lent into what I'm going to say next quite nicely.
Right. Because Swindon are 17 points clear of relegation. And I know it's tight in League Two. They're 10 points off the playoffs, but instead of looking at the points, you know, the traffic in front of them is crazy. They're in 17th. There's 10 teams ahead of them, which is going to be an issue.
So, yes, but be careful, because I'm about to put a bit of egg on my own face here and out myself as saying something silly, because 5 games ago, when I did a pod on my own the first time, Walsall were playing Mansfield. And I said, Walsall are in 17th place. They've not really got much to play for. And I don't want to use the term on the beach, but they're getting there because they're so far away from, there's a lot of traffic, like you say, in front of them in the playoffs. Since I made that comment, they've won 5 in a row and they now sit... They're now sitting seventh, so they were 17th. I said they didn't have much to play for this season. They won 5 in a row. They're now in seventh. So, yeah, I've been egged a bit here by Walsall since that comment.
You have been egged. So what you're saying is that there's nothing stopping Swindon doing the same thing as what you're saying.
So be careful, but yeah. There are less games to play for now, obviously.
We're getting there, aren't we?
We're definitely getting there.
All right, to summarise, Mansfield.
Yeah. And moving into Walsall again, I mentioned they won 5 on the bounce. They've scored at least 2 goals in each of those 5 games. They play second bottom side, Forest Green Rovers, this weekend. The price at 2.05 for the victory, so above evens, which is a nice little price for a team that's won 5 on the spin. Forest Green they've picked up a bit since Steve Cottrell took over and Troy Deeney got sacked, but they're still very much win one, lose one, draw one, lose one. The odd win is thrown in amongst a bunch of losses and draws. So I'm just mainly going off this Walsall juggernaut to continue. And yeah, now they're in seventh. They've absolutely got something to play for. So, yeah, two teams here, both with their own agendas, both with completely separate things to play for. But, yeah, I'm going to go for the form side here in Walsall.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go for Crewe against Doncaster. They're away from home. They're 2.6. Doncaster are actually the favourites for this game.
And yeah, well, it's weird, isn't it?
Trying to figure out why. They're 2.5, so obviously it's really, really close in terms of pricing. We've got 20th against 4th. I've tried to do my research. I tried to see if there was, you know, food poisoning through Crewe or something crazy like that. I know Grant McCann scored a banger, the manager, in training that went viral for Donny, but as far as I know, he's not lacing up. Crewe haven't won any of Crewe haven't lost any of their last 6 away matches, and they, you know, despite everyone expecting it to be Wrexham and Mansfield and Stockport, they are well in the hunt to get promoted automatically. They're 2 points off Wrexham. They're on the outside looking in right now in fourth. But the Railway Men, 14 points yielded from the last 8 games. That is the 5th best record in the last 8. Doncaster around mid-table in this last 8 form I'm looking at. 12 points yielded from 8 games. They got one of the worst home records in the league, Donny. It is the 6th worst home record this season. So we've got that to lean on. And then Crewe, 4th best away record in the division. Crewe, 4th best attack in the league. Crewe, mid-table defence, to be honest with you. I know you're expecting me to say that they've kept, you know, they've kept 15 clean sheets this season, but that's not the case, and I won't lie to you. But I don't see why Donny are the favourites here. If someone knows something I don't, let me know. But Crewe seem really well-priced, and the outsiders, for a reason I can't understand.
No, but mate, this is the way it's been literally all season long. Crewe, like you mentioned, the 4th best away team in the league. If you just look at the last few away games in League Two, away at Knox County, 3.8, they won. Away at Stockport, 5.75, they won. Away at Mansfield, 7, they won. So they're consistently massive prices away from home, and they win. Away at Barrow, what price were they there? 4.0, they won. Away at Harrogate, 2.25, they won. Away at Crawley, 3.0, they won. They're consistently, throughout the whole season, they've been a big price away from home. So nothing to read into apart from, yeah, the market just doesn't seem to fancy them away, even though they are good away. So we'll just take advantage, I guess.
Yep.
Speaking of away teams, I'm going to look at Wimbledon away at Notts County. Kind of toying with not Wimbledon on the nose. They're 2.8 on the nose, but Wimbledon to score a couple of goals, which is priced at 2.2. Mainly the Notts County factor here. We've mentioned this on the pod a few times, but we haven't actually had a chance to take advantage of it yet. But County are conceding plenty of goals at home at the moment. They've lost 5 of the last 6 games, conceding in each one of those games. At home, they've lost 3 in a row. They've conceded 3 or more goals in 3 consecutive games. So they've conceded 3 to Gillingham, 3 to Crewe, and 4 to Sutton. It's just a side who are really poor defensively. At home, their record is equally as bad, if not worse, than away from home. So this is a Wimbledon side who are capable. I appreciate they don't score bagfuls of goals. So this tip is more on the side of Notts County being poor rather than the attacking threat and how good Wimbledon have been. But yeah, for me here, Wimbledon to score over 1.5 at 2.2.
Yeah, MK Dons next up, 1.75. Woken up, haven't they? They are well in the hunt now for automatic promotion. They are 2 points off Wrexham. They are 5th. So again, on the outside looking in, very much like Crewe, but in really good form. Mike Williamson seems to be a kind of rising star of the managerial game in the EFL. They've not lost any of the last 5 home matches, and they're playing against a Salford team that 19th now, a little pickup from Carl Robinson. I mean, 10 wins, 10 draws, 16 defeats. Obviously, a lot of defeats in there, but you know, the 10 wins, 10 draws in 36 games, they've avoided defeat 20 times, right? So, I don't think they're a bad side. So, this is definitely going to be a tough game for MK Dons, but I've just been really impressed with them recently. You know, the last 6 games, we're just going to go through quick. They've had some tough tests. Really happy with how they performed. So, starts off badly. A 4-0 defeat against Bradford. But they bounce back. They beat Swindon away. They draw with Wrexham. They beat Newport. They lose to Wimbledon away from home. It's a tough place to go. They go away to Mansfield and respond with a 2-1 win. You know, I think they're trending in the right direction. And Salford, to me, seem to be kind of, you know, put it this way, this is their last three games. 5-1 loss to Mansfield, a draw at home to Colchester, a 2-0 loss at home to Gillingham. They're going to have to be better than that to beat MK, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I like that MK Don shout. I had it myself, and that was the last thing I was going to read out. So I've got nothing else.
Bloody hell. Right, okay. So this is a part of the show where we are, first of all, going to revisit what we did last week in the treble section of the show. And then we are also going to put together a new treble for this weekend, to try and get some profit. I'll be honest with you, it wasn't great last week, unfortunately. We had Leyton Orient to beat Bristol Rovers. They lost 1-0. We had Crewe to beat Morecambe. They lost 3-2. And we did have Norwich to beat Sunderland. They did 1-0. But obviously that one was a loser. And of course, please remember, as we're talking about the treble section of the show, that whatever price that we read out today, if you back this bet with Quiff, you can be quiffed to 20-1, to 44-1, to 200-1. That's the beauty of betting with Quiff, and that's why they're so unique in the betting space. So Tom, I'll hand it over to you, and you can deliver this weekend's treble.
Yep. So we're going to go for one from the champ, one from League One, and one from League Two. So Preston to beat Stoke, Peterborough to win away at Burton, and Walsall to win away at Forest Green Rovers. That treble pays 7.61 with Quiff. So £10 example stake returns £76.10. And of course, if you do bet with Quiff, there is always a chance that that could be supercharged into something much bigger and better.
Yeah, so please do get involved with Quiff. It is our preferred partner. You'd be supporting the show, so please check him out. And yeah, please also consider following us on social media, T_FB podcast. That's where you're going to find all the midweek tips. That's where you're going to find all the content and extend your podcast experience beyond the regular show.
Yeah, we'll just quickly touch on the Fantasy Football Podcast League. We've not read that out for a few weeks now. I'll go through the top 10 as we're entering the business end of the season. The top 10 is Dan Hussey, Simon Moran, Rob McTaggart, Callum Lang, Mark Johnston, Ross McCorkadale, Kieran Gentry, Mike Civils, Jason Courtney, and in first place, James Ingham with Jimbo FC on a whopping 1,785 points. And he's got a bit of a gap. He's just over 40 points, or just under 40 points, sorry, clear for second place.
It's exciting. Yeah, let's keep an eye on that as the Premier League season starts to dwindle towards a close. And yeah, I think that pretty much wraps it up, Tom. You know, obviously we always appreciate reviews and ratings, of course.
Yeah, if you can, please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast. Get in touch on social media, like Tom mentions, at T_FB podcast. And most of all, have a profitable weekend, and we'll see you again next week. Cheers, guys.